Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds here in New York. This is Aubrey speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Aubrey. This is Brian.
Wow! What are you doing?
Wow, I'm on your mobile diamond connection.
Oh, you didn't have to do it right away. I'm not really that butthurt.
No, no,
I'm
no,
more
no.
butthurt than
oh,
it happened.
Oh, okay.
And
I guess I'll just give you a call sometime then, I guess.
No, do you have a call? I'll do it. Do it. Do
no,
it.
No, no. So
it felt like I was scolding you,
so
and I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. That's okay. The price, though.
Mm-hmm.
We have to. The reason why it says call for price, is it because the markups aren't set, or?
Oh no, honey. The markups are set. It might say on there.
Every one of them says call for price.
Call for price. So in that back of house, do you want me? You have the ability to go online. So if you go down where it says show markup, let me get there real quick so I can do it at the same time if you don't mind.
It says manage and set my markups, yeah?
Yep, okay. If you click go to next, and sometimes if it says in there show cert, hide price, or show price, show cert, because in the beginning when Bob and I set it up, I believe, it was during the timing, and I don't think you may or may not have been a part of the industry, but you may remember this time when Blue Nile was a thing, and everybody would go online and pull up certifications and be like, well, I can go on Blue Nile and get this GSI-1 for this price. So it made it very vulnerable to, like, the independent jeweler who would list with our markup on their website.
Yeah.
And
so,
it would actually be a deterrent from them coming into stores. Because they would say, like, well, I could just get it online on Blue Nile for this price. But really, Blue Nile was vendor.
Yeah, we can talk about how terrible Blue Nile is. And that's where you can be like, oh, I've always wondered where all the diamonds that we reject go.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. But
so,
not even that.
You have to weight range markup percentages. Mm-hmm.
To be fair, ask every other vendor that's a diamond vendor if they've ever listed on Blue Nile or James Allen. And I can guarantee I'm probably one of the only ones that can verify that. Receipt,
sure, yeah.
Baby, receipt.
Right. Right. So,
I'm not kicking mom off, but I'm just saying,
we don't
list on anything because we don't want to have somebody call us up and compete against you guys. You're our loyalty.
Right.
So that's
right.
Why we do that.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So,
yeah.
As
so
you click
I would just
next,
go in here and I would add these weight range markup percentages, yes?
Yep,
do you
okay.
want to show marked up prices for loose diamonds? Yes, I would. And then I would,
then
I would have to look at and set that. Okay.
Well,
and then
if you
once
wanted,
I hit save on that, then is it going to, then it will show that, then obviously?
You just click and save, and then it will click to, I believe it'll go to jewelry. Most, because it takes less than 3 minutes to click through this, so I'll show you. The next one I think is jewelry, and you click and save. Most jewelers will add, if your markup's not there, because I don't know if that was a part of it way back when he set it up originally. But most jewelers are going to do four. Because all of our jewelry, when you get it, it's automatically 4 keystone or 4% over or whatever.
Right.
You know the little tickets that you get? Okay, perfect. So then it gives you the wiggle room to wiggle back down to the 3 or wherever you guys are comfortable where your normal markup is.
Yep. No, I understand that.
So click and save, click and save, click and save through match pairs, through I can't remember how
none
many.
None of the markups are in there, though, so.
Yeah, but I would just do 400% markup, or 300% markup, because that's going to be
4%. For the actual loose diamonds part.
Oh, they're not in there? Okay, do you want to do that real quick?
So. No, not really, but now that I know that you can, because that was one of the things before, I want to make sure that it actually shows the pricing here, so.
Does GN do that for you?
Yeah.
Like, they automatically build your markup for you? You can't set it yourself?
No. We set it ourselves, yeah. I'm just
saying
it hasn't been done that, so I didn't need to worry about talking about it right now, because now that you're saying that we can and it will show there, that's awesome.
Okay. You're busy. I got it. I have markups in here that you guys have had set. It might just not have transferred over, maybe, when the ship, because it's been so long. So I can give you what your old markup was. I'll just send a screenshot and an email. I'll forward an email over.
Okay. We have all of our markups here.
Yeah, okay. Well,
anyway,
I think maybe it'd be curious to find out from the first time you set it up till now if it's shifted and changed. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Right, sure. Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Because
okay, well,
remember, when I first started setting this up for him, he didn't have very much stock in diamonds. He wasn't a diamond store.
Right.
He told me
right.
he had never bought a diamond for stock at that point. So,
wow.
And he wasn't married to Janet or anything yet. So, I mean, it was a long time ago when we set all of this up, but it's been instilled and it's there whenever you need to use it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, that sounds good. Then please send it over, and then I have to dash right now because, well, I've got to finish some stuff up before five, and it's like 4 minutes.
Go ahead. Dash. But I don't have anything I'm sending over other than what we already spoke about, right?
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Just making sure because you said send something over. I just making sure I'm not.
Well, you just said the screenshot. So.
Oh, okay. I could do that. All right, you guys.
Yeah, okay.
It just sounds like you're interested. Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye.